Al-Khaliq, he who foresees the existence of all things, and the forms they will assume throughout that existence, and who creates them accordingly out of nothing. Allah created every animal from water. Some of them go on their bellies, some of them on two legs, and some on four. Allah creates whatever He wills. Allah has power over all things. All the bees in a hive discharge their responsibilities to perfection. For example, all the worker bees work on building the hive. They also keep the temperature in the hive stable by ventilating it. They bring the foodstuffs they collect from flowers back to the hive. The queen bee, on the other hand, always stays in the hive and constantly reproduces. The gnat that hatches from an egg in no way resembles its adult state. The larva will shed its skin 4 times before completing its development. The skin opens up towards the end of the pupal stage, and the adult gnat emerges without ever touching water. These creatures are just 2 of the countless life forms on Earth. As with all other living things, Allah has appointed their birth, lives, and death. From the moment of their creation, they live in the manner ordained and commanded by Allah, and they never step outside the tasks appointed for them by Allah. Camels that live at temperatures of 50 degrees Celsius in the desert, penguins that live at minus 30 degrees Celsius at the pole, and sponges thousands of meters below the sea are all in the same situation. They all live in the manner ordained by Allah. The generations that went before also lived in the same way, as will all those that come after, because Allah has determined a lifestyle for all life forms. Allah created man from a drop of water and ordained a lifestyle for him too. Nobody can by himself decide on his own lifestyle, nor hold off aging and death, nor escape sufferings, because Allah ordained these events an eternity before people were even aware of their own existence.